power. Get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Are you waiting for a good news? Are you waiting for some goodies to be delivered unto you? Even though they have not been delivered to you physically, believe it. Jesus Christ said, if you believe what I do. So if you did not believe, you cannot do. So believe that Jesus is able to put into your hands those things you are hoping for. As you believe Him, as you trust Him, as you develop your faith in Him, then so be it. You will become it. Believe in the reality of what you are expecting. Don't relax until you get it. Work it out. Work it out. Believe in the reality of it. The word of God is so loaded for you to hold fast onto. So loaded. Don't forget that if He has done it before, He is able to do it again. Because of what? He is the same God right then, and He's still the same God right now. By believing, you will become, and by becoming, you will obtain good reports. When you believe, and you so much believe, you will start living your life in line with what you believe. In the name of Jesus, for everyone under the sound of my voice right now, that is believing God for the fruit of the womb, in the name of Jesus, right now, your belief, I declare, is delivered unto you. If you believe God for twins, in the name of Jesus, according to the time of life, before this time next year, you are already carrying your set of twins, in the name of Jesus. If what you trust God for is triplets, in the name of Jesus, so shall it be for you. In the name of Jesus, if what you have been having before among your children are just one gender, male, 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 female, 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 I pray that gender specific you are trusting God for right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare it delivered unto you. Amen. And so shall it be. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Believe. Do what? Believe. God still gives good reports. God still gives good reports. Even though some organizations are trying to downsize, they are resizing, downsizing, and because of that, you have lost your job. In the name of Jesus, before the close of today, you will receive a call of favor. Even though you have lost your means of livelihood, in the name of Jesus, the wind of change is blowing right now, and that wind of change will visit your family. That wind of change will visit your home, in the name of Jesus. Believe to become it. Another one is believe you can do it. Do what? Believe you can do it. This is how you can work out your good report. This is how you can work out your good report. Believe you can do it. Believe you can do it. I can do it. I don't have power is more than me. No, some people used to like say, I cannot do it. I don't have the power. That is what some people do say to themselves. I cannot do this thing. I don't have the power to do it. This thing is more than me. These are languages of failure. These are what? The languages of the failure. In the name of Jesus, you will not fail any more longer. Amen. You will not fail in Jesus' name. Amen. Believe you can do it. Believe you can do it. Can you get interest in that thing? Build your passion for your goals. Because until you get there, nobody sees you. Until you get there, nobody sees you. Build passion for it. Create interest for it. You know, any subject in school that you hate the lecturer. Any subject in school that once you hate the lecturer and you hate that subject, there is no how such student can pass that subject. Because of what? Already you have lost interest in the course. Already. And it is not the fault of the student sometimes. Maybe the way the lecturer takes the subject is too difficult to understand. And because of that, naturally, the student just hates the course. Naturally, the student just lost interest in that course. And some of those courses sometimes may be compulsory subjects that if the student should fail the course, that may be the end. I pray in the name of Jesus, if there's anyone on that the sound of my voice that is suffering this, Almighty God will help you. Jesus Christ said, I will send the Comforter unto you. He said he will teach you all things. Those things that you find difficult to understand. Those subjects you find challenging to flow in with. Holy Spirit will step in and help you. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit will help you. And grant you the understanding that you need in the name of Jesus. Believe you can do it. Believe. Ask Holy Spirit to help you in it. Some people so much love a particular field, but they find it difficult to flow in it. Imagine someone would desire to be a journalist or newscaster and the person cannot even speak fluently the language that they are expecting. And this person so much have interest in it. I pray Almighty God will help you. He is the helper of the helpless. No man can help you in such thing. But there is an helper. He said, I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you. That is God. Right now, that God will intervene on your behalf. That Jesus will visit you. Look at what the Bible says. Awake, awake. The book of Isaiah 52 verse 1. Awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beauty garment, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Verse 2. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the band of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. When you take the first step, God will empower you for the second step. Life is not a risk. Fulfillment in life is by faith. Stop following the wagon of life is a... No, life is not a risk. Take your step by faith. When you take the first step, God will empower you for the second step. I pray the grace you need to take the first step, receive it right now. Amen. Believe in God's grace. Yes. Some people usually say, by the grace of God, yet they don't know what God's grace is all about. They don't even know what that grace is all about. The grace of God simply means favor, breaking forth without stress, and getting there in spite of your shortcoming. Falling and mistake in the journey. No, in spite of all those things. Are you with me? The grace of God simply means favor, breaking forth without stress, and getting there in spite of your shortcoming. Still get there in spite of your falling. Still getting there in spite of your mistake. You know, Paul the Apostle said in the book of 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10 that, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And the grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. But the grace of God which was with me. Someone need that grace of God. In the name of Jesus, receive its manifestation right now. In your life, receive the manifestation of Jesus' grace right now. In your endeavors, receive the manifestation of the grace of Jesus right now. In your career, receive the manifestation of the grace of Jesus right now. In your family, receive the manifestation of the grace of Jesus right now. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Therefore, if you believe to become and you believe you can do it, then God's grace will surely flow. If you believe to become and you believe you can do it, then God's grace will surely flow. Now, there are steps to good report. Steps to good report. The number one step is daring the impossible. Somebody say it with me. Daring the impossible. Bible says in the book of Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. When they call on you for a job you don't know about, tell them you can do it. When they call you for a job you don't know about, tell them you can do it. They may even ask you to quote for a contract. Don't say, I am not a contractor. Take steps. Take step into where you know there is no way and there shall be a way. When you say, I can do it, even though you cannot do it, because you have Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God will guide you on what you need to do, who you need to talk to, step you need to take. But when you say you cannot do it, you just shut that door. Your I cannot close the door. You can do it. Now, a job that you don't know how to do comes your way. Instead of you to let that off, you can get that job and you can just outsource it to someone that is a professional or capable and that can do it for you. But if you have said you cannot do it, even though the person you will outsource it to, you will have to pay them at least some funds, some good things will pass through your table because of what? you are the one that outsourced it to that person. But if you have said you cannot, that even nothing will have come to you at all. So, don't have the mentality of I cannot do it. And even there are some things that you will say I can do it. And once they give it to you, you may need to go and learn. Need to bring up yourself on those fields. Hallelujah. For if there is a will, there is a way. If there is a will, I will, there is always a way. One thing I know is that where others have failed, you will succeed there in Jesus' name. Amen. That others fail does not mean that you will fail. That other fails does not mean you will fail. Red Sea is impossible for anyone to cross by feet. Pharaoh tried it. He and his soldiers. What happened to them? But the Israelites did it. With God, there is nothing like there's no way. Jesus Christ is the way. When there is will, there is way. Exodus 14 verse 15 says, and the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore Christ thou unto me, speak unto the children of Israel, that what? They go forward. That they go forward. Dare the impossible. Dare the impossible. Dare the impossible. Another step to good report is speaking possibility. Speak possibility. Speak possibility. What you say determines what you see. If you speak it, you are to pick it. Don't kill your dream with your tongue. Some people had said some dangerous things in the past and they are paying for it now. In the face of impossibility, speak possibility. I pray in the name of Jesus, receive the grace to speak aright now. Receive the grace to speak aright now. In the name of Jesus. If your mouth fails, your heart will sooner fail. If your mouth fails, your heart will fail sooner. It doesn't matter maybe what you are saying is meaningful to others or not. If it is for your glorious landing, keep on saying it. I shall not die. I shall not die. I cannot be poor. I cannot be poor. I will not fail. I will not fail. Even though you don't know the subject, I will not fail. Even though money is not in your pocket, I cannot be poor. Even though you are on sick bed, I shall not die. I pray in the name of Jesus, receive the grace to speak the right word. Some people have been attacked to speak evil all time. Some people have been attacked to always use their tongue to kill themselves. Right now, in the name of Jesus, in any area that the enemy have attacked your tongue, receive your deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus. John 11 verse 11 says, these things I said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Our friend Lazarus sleep, even though he knew Lazarus is dead, Jesus Christ never established what the devil has said. But rather, he said he sleepeth. Let us go and wake him. In the name of Jesus, receive the grace to speak aright. Amen. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wouldst ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And when it thus hath spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. That is declaration of faith, operation of faith. Believe it. Let us live the life of Jesus. Number three, undo it. Step to good report. Undo it. 1 Samuel 1. From verse 19, verse 20 says, And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Anna his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore, it came to pass, when the time was come about after Anna had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus, the Lord will remember you right now. Yeah. When God has done it and do it, testimony is soothing to the heart. It's a sigh of relief. Maybe you are contesting for a position. You will get there very soon.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. You will hear a good report.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Listening to Anna's report. In the book of 1 Samuel 2 verse 1 to verse 9. Anna says, and Anna prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee. You can hear that's Anna's report in the book of 1 Samuel 2 from verse 1 to verse 9. I pray in the name of Jesus, your own good report will arrive today. Your good report will arrive today in the name of Jesus. Warning, warning. Whatsoever thing are true, whatsoever thing are honest, whatsoever thing are just, whatsoever thing are pure, whatsoever thing are lovely, whatsoever thing are of good report. This does not mean you are fully arrived. You can still go forward to have more good report. If you want to be all time reigning man or woman, then you have to be all time working man or woman. Don't see yourself fully arrived, and don't over celebrate your good reports, because you will still break new ground. I pray you will break new ground. The word says, if there is any virtue, anointing, more grace, more enabling for greater reports. And the word also said, and if there be any praise, award, congratulatory messages, gifts, think on these things for your good report to continue. For your good report to continue. I pray in the name of Jesus, an enlargement of heart to accept good things. An enlargement, spiritual enlargement of heart to receive great and mighty things. Receive it right now in Jesus' name. Some people are contented with small things, whereas God wants them to have a larger thing. Rise up on your feet right now. Rise up on your feet, on your feet. I want you to pray for enlargement of heart. Spiritual enlargement of heart to accept greater things, to accept many things. Pray unto God right now in the name of Jesus. Everlasting Father, King of glory, Lord, give unto me right now, Lord, spiritual enlargement of heart to accommodate great things, to accommodate mighty things, to accommodate glorious things. Thank you, Father, for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Receive that spiritual enlargement of heart in Jesus' name. I pray you will never get satisfied with little things. You will never get satisfied with smaller things. Grace to keep breaking higher grounds. Grace to keep getting better. Grace to keep going higher. Receive it right now in Jesus' name. That grace be at work in you. Thank you for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.
Jesus be my guide. Hold me to your side.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoku, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702 619-2505, 0702-619-2505, website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.
Thy word is a lamp.